my sins to die for me on the cross, that I could be your son. I'm thankful for that tonight, Lord, that it wasn't only for me, but for my brothers and sisters that are standing in this place, Lord, defying all odds, Lord, defying, Lord, the attacks of the enemy, defying the weather, defying the tiredness of the body, defying, Lord, the spirit of the edge, to stand in this place and lift up their hearts to you, Lord, to sing songs such as this.
Lord,
I'm thankful for that, Lord. We do not deserve such grace, Father, but Lord, you have given it to us anyhow, and we appreciate it tonight, Lord. Help us now, Father, despite, Lord, even the few in number that we are, may we open our eyes and see the presence of the King of Heaven in our midst, Lord. Let it encourage us. Let it charge our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Let it do something to us, Lord, to break all the bones of the enemy, that, Lord, we could fly high and soar above everything that is contrary, that we could be in your presence tonight.
Amen.
May you come, oh God, and minister to us, Lord. May you come and speak to our hearts, oh God, and mold us, Father, that as we would leave this place, Father, we would be standing on a higher ground than what we are standing on today, Father. Remembering the many of our brethren that have traveled, we commit them into your hands.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord, we pray for our brother Maxwell Jr., not well tonight, Father. We commit him to you, that you touch and restore him, Lord. Our brother Joel, Lord, in the hospital, we commit him to you also, Lord, that you have mercy upon him and heal him and strengthen him.
Amen.
Even our brother George, standing in the post of duty and unwell, Lord, yet I pray, Father, for your strength, your anointing power, Lord, oh God, to drive away the sickness, Father, to the glory and honor of your name. Be with us tonight, Lord. I pray for my own little Hadassah at home and well tonight, Father. Yet I thank you for her healing.
Hallelujah.
Lord, may she be strong and that she be sitting in the place, Lord, come on Sunday.
Amen.
We commit the service to you, Lord, and we pray for our pastor. Lord,
Amen.
May you use him once again, oh God,
Amen.
That he may stand strong and preach thy word, oh God, that it may help us in this hour.
Amen.
We commit the service to you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Oh,
weak, O God.
Amen.
There are many, Lord, Father, that could not make it through, Lord, but we are thankful tonight for the gift of life.
Amen.
We bring these offerings before you.
Yes,
we pray your blessing upon them, Lord.
Amen.
You open indeed the windows of heaven. You fill your children's lives with blessings, Lord.
Amen.
And we hear about many testimonies to come. We are thankful for this gift in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And a stranger wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city, when the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching, when the
Oh,
Like that. didn't listen to.
At all. It's grace.
Glory.
Amazing grace shall always be.
Amen.
Which was grace that gave us this liberty. Let's open our Bible to John. Sorry, Philippians chapter 3. Let's open this now.
There was, brother. There's more with us.
It's good stuff.
Amen.
Philippians 3, let's read from 8 up to 11. To get a thought from the Apostle Paul. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss.
Hallelujah.
The excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
Amen.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
Amen.
That I may know him,
yes,
and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection.
Amen.
What a blessed scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Our Father, Lord, lives of great men.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul, Lord Jesus, how we thank you for lives such as his.
Thank you, Lord.
Such an example, Lord, Father, to us. Father, such a life to emulate, no matter what it is that we have to do. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Bible. And thank you for the message of the hour.
Glory!
We thank you for the spirit of truth, that's for revelation. We thank you that you've anointed our eyes with
blessing. Amen.
Opened up our spiritual understanding. We thank you, Lord, that once we were darkness, but now we are light.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that once we desired the things of this world, but now we just desire
you.
Father, it's just your work. May you bless your word and trust us. Father, even as prayers we pray for them that have traveled, be with them. For them that have come this night, watch over them. For them that are sick, and join our prayer and join our amen to the prayer that's
amen.
On behalf of our
prayer,
Father, the healing word, that you would send forth the word of healing unto us.
Amen.
You gather us together upon this night. Help us now, Father, to enter in into that place. You lead and guide each and every one of us.
Amen.
That, Lord, your will be done. Father, your thoughts be expressed. Father, you commune with our souls upon this night. That as we go from this place, we know that, Father, should we've had communion with you.
Amen.
Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's be seated, saints. You know, I was just thinking as you come here to the end of the year, what really would be your New Year's desire? That you really had to think and say that, looking back at what you've been through, looking back at what we've been through, even through this year, you know, grateful for all the good things, repentant, the shortcomings, what really would be the fortune and desire for the year that you've been before? We know that New Year's just, I mean, it's nothing really to the Lord, but it's a marker in time. And it's a good time because, you know, you get away from some of the pressures and stress, you get a bit of a break.
That's right.
Then gives people an opportunity to start to consider once again. The problem with preaching messages like "I thought on my way," those kind of messages at New Year, because it's a good time for you to reflect. Because you need to do it. You need to stop and reflect once in a while. Like I've said many times, the owner of our company, Vaughn, he always says that. He says, we don't want to be busy fools. We don't want to be people that are just busy, busy, busy activity. But I mean, you're not stopping to look to see, are we really achieving the desired end? What kind of progress are we making? You know, so it's a good time for us to look back. If you look back to where you were this time last year, and you compare to where you are now, that's a real sobering thing to look at. If you can look and see that you've made ground. You know, I'm sure none of us here tonight would be fully satisfied to say, I'm really satisfied with the progress I made this year. I mean, because there's always so much more that you know you could have done and so forth. But any genuine believer now is at a higher level, higher ground than you were last year.
That's right.
You know him better. You know yourself better. You know the devil better. You know the message more experientially.
Amen.
You know, it's like you've been enriched through the year. You know, you're not the same as you were. You know, you might not have been able to recognize it so much, but you know, you've been through experiences, you've been through times of revelation, you've been through times of spiritual blessing, you've been through times of testing, trial, whatever that is. And every one of those things, because He has ordained those things for us.
Amen.
Because everything comes from a believer, from the Lord's hand, if you're a believer. You know, so every one of those things had a purpose.
Yeah, man.
And unless you've rebelled against His will, you know, then you've just given yourself over to the flesh.
Mm.
You know, every one of those situations that you've been through has done something for you. You
may
not fully recognize it, but as you get to the end of the year, you know, it's a good time just to consider that.
Amen.
And to look to the new year. And I was thinking about if, you know, the Lord came down to you like He did to Solomon, and He asked you and said, ask Him anything.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you would desire?
Amen.
If the Lord said, look, there's a new year coming ahead, what is it that you would really desire of me?
Mm-hmm.
What would be your heart's desire?
Mm-hmm.
If I could give you a wish, if I could give you one request, and I would grant that request, what would you ask of me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to think about. And yeah, I really, really came to the conclusion when I was thinking about it this week. I said, there's just one thing that I desire, and that's to know Him better.
Amen.
There's nothing more that I would desire. To me, I mean, the deeper revelation of His will, the deeper unveiling of His word, you know, to move into the next level of the message of the hour.
Mm.
You know, to really move beyond the veil where we've broken through veils in the past, but to break through the next veil and to come to that next place. You know, the next place of revelation, to come to the next place in height and depth and width and breadth, like Paul speaks of the knowledge, the revelation of Him. You know, and I'm sure that is a real noble thing for us to really set before us as we've come to the end of the year as our object of prayer.
Mm.
No, to say, Lord, grant us this request.
Mm.
That in this year that you'd lay before, if there would be a year that you'd lay before, that you would grant us that grace.
Mm.
That you would unveil yourself to us in a deeper way than you've ever unveiled yourself to us.
Amen.
Now, that I really do believe is the soul's desire of every believer.
Amen.
You know, so I got you thinking about Paul once again, and I saw him in that Philippians 3 once again, because that was his desire.
Mm.
Now, you read that scripture, what he says in verse 8 in Philippians 3. He says, doubtless I count all things but loss.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
Mm.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
Mm.
You know, so to the apostle Paul, he was willing to sacrifice anything.
Amen.
He was willing to separate from anyone.
Mm.
He was willing to go anywhere.
Mm.
If he knew, this would bring me closer to Him.
Amen.
This will give me a deeper revelation of who He is.
Amen.
And friends, that's a serious, serious ambition in the soul of a person. Because
Amen.
When a person's in that kind of a spiritual condition, the devil has very little of his ammunition that he can fire at a man
that's
like
right.
that.
Amen.
Sir.
For a person, the moment he sees that this relationship inside of my life is holding me back from my next step with him, therefore this relationship goes.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. These friendships here, so-called, are holding me back from better knowing Him.
Mm.
Therefore, I separate myself. I count these things but done for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And Paul,
Amen.
We can see it from the way he's saying it. He's not complaining that he lost all things.
No.
He had a big name. He was one of the Pharisees of the Pharisees.
Yes, sir. Moses,
maybe his parents had great ambitions for him to be the next high priest. But then he loses it all. He loses his reputation. He loses his wealth. Because the Pharisees were rich. The prophet told us when they put on their big parties and invite people to come, just how rich that they were. You know, but Paul, he says, I suffer. I count everything but loss. I'm lost. Doesn't matter. He says, because there's this one desire that's inside of my soul, that I may know Him.
Hallelujah.
You know, I remember once speaking about it, and I thought of it today. I said, you know, it's so powerful is that the Paul was already 30 years as a believer. 30-something years, he's a believer. Yeah. So he's not asking to know Christ in the way of salvation.
Mm.
You know, and I hope there's not too many people here tonight that would really need to know Jesus in the line of salvation.
Mm.
But even though Paul's, you know, had the vision on the, seen the light on the way to Damascus.
Mm.
And all the experiences he had in these 30 years, but there's still a desire inside of himself to know him. And to me, that really shows the power of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
How great that is. Just how all encompassing their heart. It far surpasses anything else.
Amen.
You can be an expert in a lot of things in this world.
Mm.
You can get to know a really big portion of whatever field it is that you desire to know.
Mm.
But friend, there's something about this revelation of Jesus.
Amen.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of his word. It's just boundless.
Mm.
Because the more that you know, the more you want to know.
Amen.
Amen.
So the more that you drink of this great fountain, this living water, the more you want to drink of this fountain.
Amen. Amen.
Now that really shows the power, the inspiration of God's word. Because God's word is like that. Somebody has sent me, you know, just some quotes taken from Christians through the ages, what people said about the Bible. And I was reading through them, and it really blessed me. And the thing that blessed me the most, when I was reading them, I got so in the spirit of him. Yesterday when I was at my break at work, and I thought, you know, imagine if you can get so satisfied, that so inspired by just reading what people say about the Bible.
Yeah. Amen.
Imagine how inspired you get by the Bible itself.
Amen.
Amen.
Just the testimony of what the Bible means to other people.
Amen.
Can be such a powerful thing.
That's right.
And the reason it's so powerful is because you can say amen to what they're saying.
Amen.
Amen.
You can say, that's the truth. I know what you're saying there because I feel the same way as you.
Amen.
And the one thing somebody said is, and it's really true, is that the Bible is not just to be read. The Bible is to be felt.
Amen.
And I said, that's the truth. That the Bible is a living thing. Let me read you one quote. And if I gave you 1,000,000 guesses, you'd never guess you said this. If I said, okay, name 1,000,000 people you can think of, you'll never ever guess who said this. But this is what it says. The gospel is not merely a book. Speaking about the Bible. It is a living power.
Amen.
Friend, that's one thing about God's word.
Amen.
And friend, the message of the hour being the revelation of God's word, it's the same thing.
Amen.
But there's a power in the message.
Amen.
And it's only people that enter in there experience that power.
That's right.
There's a power in the Bible.
Amen.
It's not just a book that you can
That's
read like
right.
any other book. One person said in those things I was reading, says, you don't really read the Bible reads you.
Amen.
It's true, because
Amen.
The word of God is, it's a discerner of the
Amen.
Thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
It divides between the soul and the spirit, the
Amen.
Joint and the marrow. When you come in genuine spiritual, in a good spiritual condition, you're approaching the Bible.
Mm.
You're approaching the word of the honest heart, a genuine heart. My friend, it's impossible for you not to know that the Bible is inspired.
That's right.
Because there's a power in God's word. And that power searches you.
Mm.
That power really comes and starts to discern you. So he says that. He says, it's not just merely a book, it's a living power. A book surpassing all others. I never omit to read it. And every day with the same pleasure.
Mm.
The gospel possesses a secret virtue.
Mm.
But you can't read your
Amen. Bible
and be the same.
No. Amen.
It puts strength inside of you.
Amen.
And it puts virtue inside of you. No. The more you get in the word, the more you become like Christ.
That's right.
That's the way it is. The more you get really in that communion with the word as it's revealing Jesus, the more that spirit of the word.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's not just the words on a page.
That's right.
The gospel possesses a secret virtue, a mysterious efficacy. That's the ability to produce what it says.
Mm.
A warmth that penetrates and soothes the heart.
Mm.
My friend, you get trouble and your mind is here and your spirit is there.
Amen.
It is all trouble without. And you just get yourself in the
time. Amen.
Amen.
What does the word do to you? That's the most powerful thing.
Amen.
It's like when you get yourself in the word, the right, it's like you're literally sitting at the feet of Jesus.
That's right.
You're in his presence and he's speaking to you. Because that is what the Bible is. It's the voice from the throne. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what
Amen.
The Spirit saith unto the church.
Amen.
Brother Vin said that once. He says, you are never closer to God than in the revelation of his word.
Amen.
When God is revealing, when you're in his presence, and
amen,
God is speaking to you through his word, you can't get closer to God.
Hallelujah.
When God is personally speaking to you, you're in his presence, that spiritual revelation of his word, you can't get closer to God. And friend, that is what Paul wanted more of.
Amen.
He continues on. He says, it has a warmth which penetrates and soothes the heart. One finds in meditating upon it the same thing as one experiences when you're contemplating the heavens.
Mm.
So this man, when you go and look at the stars, there was a certain feeling that would come upon him. And when you go and get in the Bible, of course, that same feeling, because it's the same author. That's the first Bible. This is the third Bible here. He says, the gospel is not a book. It is a living being.
Amen.
With an action, a power that invades everything that it opposes. Now, when you've got stubbornness inside of your life, the Bible is going to deal with that.
Amen.
Amen.
When there's a spirit of lust that wants to come upon you, you get in the word will deal with that.
Amen.
Anything that opposes a friend that's got the power, it's a living being, because the word is God.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God. You know who said that? It was Napoleon Bonaparte. You'd never believe Napoleon would have said something like that. But to me, it was a powerful thing. I said, my, a man like that, it shows. Now, that's why when someone can dismiss the Bible, to me, it proves they've never approached it the right way.
That's right.
If somebody doubts the inspiration of the word, it just shows they've never been serious with the Bible.
That's right.
Because no person who's ever been serious with the Bible has not experienced the same thing that this
man
is experiencing.
Amen.
You realize this book is different than any other book.
Amen.
Yes, it's written by 40 different authors, yeah? Over 1,500 year period. There's 66 books in the Bible. But when you get into it, every one of those books has the same seal in it.
Amen.
It has the same virtue, the same power. It speaks the same thing and deals with you the same way. Whether you're reading the book of Psalms, whether you're reading the book of Corinthians, whether you're reading the Gospels, whatever it is, it's the same virtue, it's the same power, that same living force behind those words. And it deals with you the same way. You know, Moody said it in one of his quotes. I really liked it, Dwight Moody. He said the same thing. He says, I know the Bible is inspired because it inspires me.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
No other book can do that to people.
That's right.
The way the Bible does. You just start getting in the Word. See how it inspires you.
Amen.
It'll raise you up above yourself.
That's right.
It'll raise you to do noble things.
Amen.
It'll raise you to sacrifice yourself on behalf of other people.
Hallelujah.
It'll raise you to love your enemies. It'll raise you to a state that you'll be embarrassed of your unforgiveness and you'll be forsaken in the presence of this great living force of the word.
Amen.
And the word will raise, take a person, take a street walker like the prophet said. Take someone who the dogs wouldn't bark at them because they're so dirty lying in the gutter. But the word, the living word, can raise that person up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And transform it into somebody that can leave footprints on the sands of time. That generations to come will be gaining inspiration from the life of that person.
Amen.
And you try to tell me that book's not inspired. Try to do that with the writings of Marx or Lenin. Or see what it produces. It
That's
produces
right.
selfishness. It produces
That's
divisions
right.
among people. All of that. But you find a person who really approaches the Bible, taking off their shoes, spiritually speaking, approaching it the right way, it starts to deal with you. It starts to get a hold of you.
Amen.
It starts to transform you. The prophet says the power of transformation. That's why the Bible's not there for examination. And the Bible's there for transformation.
Amen.
There's a power inside of the word that if you give it an opportunity, it'll transform any situation inside of you.
Amen.
If you just give his word sufficient opportunity to deal in that aspect of your life.
Amen.
I remember when we were back home in Zimbabwe, we used to do that, right, George, my dad and myself. You testify to people and say, we'll put you to a challenge. Just come to church for 3 months.
Amen.
Come Wednesday, come Friday, come Sunday. Yeah? We'll give you these messages. Listen to one of these messages every day. Let's fellowship together around the Bible. Taste and see. We'll say, the Lord is good. Come and taste for yourself and see. If after 3 months, if a person is not ordained, that's not go their own way.
That's right.
But they will testify themselves and say,
Amen.
There's nothing like this message upon the earth in this age.
Amen.
You'll testify for yourself. Because it's the same one, it's the Logos who came down to bring us the message of the hour. To come to reveal the mystery, to come to reveal God's mind and thoughts about His Word. And that's how when you find someone can dismiss the message and leave the message, they never ever experienced anything in the message. They never approached it the right way.
That's right.
They never did. If a person approaches the message the right way, you may testify there, look, my friend, I can't live up to the standard.
Amen.
We are not playing around with this because God is there.
Amen.
When people come, Brother George will testify, people that came to church in Zimbabwe. I remember Brother George testified to one man from his work. And he came, an elderly man, and he sat in the church just in the quiet time. And then the preaching of the word came, and he went to Brother George next and he testified, and he said, young man, because I've never felt the presence of God in my life as much as I want to. Had your quiet time. And he never came to a church, but he said to his son. Because he has got an elderly man. But friends, that's the power of the word. And once you start tasting of that and experiencing that, it's like there's nothing else in this world. There's nothing in this world, neither the world to come, that will ever satisfy like this.
Amen.
It does that to someone, your soul. It does something to your soul that you just want more. You just want more of Him. Just want to know Him. That's how Paul was saying that I may know Him.
Yes,
I do know Him. I do know what I love Him. He's revealed so much to me. He's allowed me to write letters, epistles, and so forth. But there's so much more of Him that I can know.
Amen.
I know that what I know is just such a snippet of this great garners of Egypt. I've just eaten certain kernels of the corn, but there's still this great mountain of wheat before me. And I really feel like I follow the message of the Lord.
Amen.
There's so much there.
Right.
No, there's so much. There's layers and layers and layers of revelation, of depth and truth. Not that we've gone into in a measure, but friends, you need to pray.
Hallelujah.
That's what you need to pray for, because Paul would say, I'm praying for you in the Corinthians. It's I'm praying for you that the Lord will open up your understanding.
Amen.
And give you the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that you might know the height and the depth and the width and the breadth of His love. You know, and for it say, I'm praying. You people need to pray as well.
Amen.
And I said that's a very noble prayer.
Amen.
Even coming up to the new year, we've really set our faces to do that. And I really believe that God will open things up in a new way. I think He'll just unveil and take us in the next stage of the journey. Which is what I'm sure your soul desires just as much as mine does.
Amen.
One man from years back said, I know the Bible is inspired because it finds me at a greater depth of my being than any other book.
Amen.
Friend, there's no other book will tell you who you are. No other book will tell you why you're here. No other book will tell you where you came from, where you're going, what's expected of you in this life. Now we can fill our minds with all these other things, but what other things matter apart from those questions I've just said?
That's right.
What do the questions really matter? How old the earth is? It's immaterial to us.
That's right.
It's really better. I don't care how old the earth is, how young the earth is, when it was made, when it was created, where the dinosaurs come. That's okay. They were somewhere back there. You know, because it's not important for us to know those God would have made it there. But the things that God made clear, the things we can clear with are important things.
Amen.
Of how did man fall? That's what the Bible really says. How did man get into this condition that he is now?
That's right.
Was man made to be like this? He wasn't made to be like this.
That's right.
Man was made in the image of God.
Amen.
So God comes and brings this great revelation of Himself in His Word. That living being called the Word comes and expresses Himself through the prophets. Written revelation. And it comes to reveal who you are. And my friend, when you start fellowshipping with Him, the Word Himself,
hallelujah,
He You start to realize who you are.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You start to realize I'm ordained and born just to live and to die,
mm-mm,
to give myself over to pleasure and sin, mm-mm, for 70 to seek a big reputation among the peoples of this earth. That's not what I'm ordained to.
No.
I'm ordained to something far more noble than that.
Amen.
I'm ordained to a high calling in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
He loved me and he gave himself for me and he shed his blood of redemption to purchase me with this great price.
Mm.
Yeah. And he comes to dwell inside of me so he can express himself.
Mm.
So he can lead and guide me step by step to fulfill a divine calling in this life.
Amen.
And friend, you can't fellowship with the word.
Mm.
And let God feed that something inside
right.
of you. That you want to sanctify yourself. Like Jesus said, Father, I sanctify myself for their sake.
Amen.
That you want to keep yourself from sin because of this great cause, this great mystery
Amen.
Purpose
Amen.
That he has for you, that is ordained for you to walk with him.
Mm.
But you can really understand why Satan tries to attack the Bible.
Mm. Right.
And why Satan so much tries to attract the message.
Mm.
He tries to put all these scarecrows and bring all of this, you know, so-called scandal and all these things. What people say about the prophet and about the message and people saying about the Bible. Why are you there?
Mm.
Because Satan knows when people start getting close to that
yes,
word, mm. that word yeah. is going to transform them.
Amen.
That word is going to deliver them from darkness and bring them into light.
Amen.
That word is going to anoint their eyes. They're going to see things the way that they are.
Mm.
So Satan does everything he can to keep people from the word.
Mm.
And we know it even ourselves as believers with work and busyness in life and so
mm.
forth.
Mm.
He'll try everything that he can to keep you from the word.
Yes, amen.
Because you're only as strong as the word in you.
Amen.
That's as strong as you are.
Amen.
And he tries to get us caught up in all these things and try to fix our own problems and all these things. And all the Lord is trying to say is, hey, come apart and rest for
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
They that wait upon the Lord, they
Amen.
Shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Come and sit at my feet for a season.
Mm.
Come and commune and fellowship with me,
Amen.
The Word himself.
Amen.
And when inside of me is the answer to every situation.
Amen.
That is now or shall be.
Amen.
Everything we need is already stored up for us in the Word.
Amen.
There is nothing else that we need. The only thing we need is to seek a deeper communion and fellowship with us.
Amen.
To know Him better.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because, friends, we can know the written Word, but not
yes.
know the Word Himself.
Mm.
And what good does that do for us?
Amen.
We can know the prophet's life story, we can know the Christmas story, we can know where the wise men came from, we can know exactly what gifts they brought. All good things for us to know. But every one of those things point us to something.
Amen.
Right.
The written word is a signpost.
Yes, sir.
And it has one objective. What did Jesus say? John 17:3, that they may know you.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ who lives.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
For to know Him is life.
Amen.
Hurry!
And friends, that's what the message has come for.
Mm.
Everything in the message has come for one thing. To bring us to a deeper knowledge of Him.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
That's the whole purpose of the message. It's
yes.
the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The seals, what the prophet says, it's what he said, it's revealing Christ.
Amen.
It's an unveiling.
Mm.
Revelation chapter 1. Take Him off the veil.
Mm.
See Him for what He is. And when you
yeah,
see
man.
Him the way that He is, you're going to be transformed.
Mm.
And you're going to find yourself in Him.
Amen.
You're going to fulfill your purpose as well. So friends, as we come to the end of the day, we could pray for a lot of things.
Mm.
But to me, this is the most important.
Amen.
Because Paul didn't want to miss the rapture.
Amen.
So what does he pray for? That I may know Him.
Mm.
And the power of His resurrection.
Amen.
Yeah. And the fellowship of His sufferings,
yes,
that I might be conformed to His death,
yes.
if by any means I might attain to the resurrection from the dead. He said, that's the most important thing for me. He says, if I miss that rapture, though I've gained all these other things, it was in vain what I did. I can build a big name in the message, I can please people. Yeah, I can build big things in my job, I can build big things in my career. All legitimate things.
Mm.
Every one of those things has to be secondary. And to somebody who's tasted of the word himself, it is secondary.
That's right.
Because those things never satisfy.
That's right.
You appreciate them, but there's something far higher that you call to seek to attain. There's something far higher than set before you as what you should try to emulate. That what you should seek and desire and strive for on a daily basis. And that's to know him.
Amen.
And the power of his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
And the fellowship of his suffering.
Yes,
if you're suffering now, good.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he wants to fellowship with you in your suffering.
Amen.
He wants you to know him.
Amen.
Fellowship with him in your suffering.
Thank you.
To be conformed unto his name. That you may attain unto the resurrection out from among the dead. That when the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise, I shall rise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall rise.
Amen.
Amen.
Friend, that's got to be the ultimate for a believer.
That's
got to be the primary focus. That's got to be the first of your desire.
Right.
Anything that comes in the way of that, it gets sacrificed. You count it but lost.
That's right.
And you don't even regret it. You count it but done like Paul. For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why you never have to force a genuine believer to give up sin.
That's right.
You don't have to persuade a genuine believer to leave the things of the world.
No,
it's a natural thing for them to leave the things of the world. Because you found the pearl of great price.
Amen.
You found this treasure, Christ's revelation,
amen,
hidden in a field. So you're willing to lose everything, sell everything that you've got.
That's right.
For the joy of this great, great revealed discovery that's been made to you. And that is really what it's all about. And that's how Paul, he really designed it. So revelation, to know him. The Bible word in Greek I've spoken before, and to know him. When Jesus said in John 8, he said, you shall know the truth. He says, if you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. So you can tell this knowing of the truth, this knowing of Christ, this knowing of his word, it's progressive. It's not like me knowing your name. You introduce yourself, my name is George, I know your name. There's nothing more of your name that I need to know. That's not what this kind of a knowing is. This is a progressive knowing. This is something that you're known in a measure when he saves you. But then there's more of a measure when he sanctifies you to deliver you from yourself. Then there's more of a knowing when he fills you with his presence and sets you out into the battlefield in his service. And then there's more of a knowing when you have the body change. And there's more of a knowing now when you're standing in his presence. This is a progressive something. And every one of us, we feel that deep inside of ourselves. That you can never be satisfied with the revelation that you've got.
That's right.
Because that revelation simply wakens up a deeper hunger and thirst in the soul of a believer for deeper revelation than that.
Amen.
So there's always a something that's pulling you higher. Something that wants to pull you deeper in the things of Christ. You'll never be satisfied just with what you've got. You can never.
Amen.
If you're satisfied with what you've got, truly, you backslid that heart.
That's right.
Heart.
That's right.
Big time. And that's how the prophet says, look back to where you were. If you had a time in your life before, spiritually speaking, that you could say things were far more glorious then, he said, you've fallen from somewhere. You do not understand like that.
No.
And as we finish this year, it would be a very good thing for us to pray down that line. To say, Lord, I want to know you more.
Amen.
I want to know you. Because we can know his doctrine and don't know him. Yet the whole purpose of the doctrine coming was what? To link us to him. Remember when John the Baptist came? What was the culmination, the climax of John's ministry? Was he when he introduced the disciples to him?
Amen.
To Christ. Everything that went before, that shout, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, all that whole ministry of John was building up to one point, that he would separate those people and then introduce them. Behold the Lamb of God. That was the climax of his ministry.
That's right.
The purpose of John's ministry was so they might know him.
Amen.
And friends, what did the prophet come for? The prophet, he was typed by Eliezer. When Eliezer came to Rebecca, came to the waters of life at evening time, the well at evening time, what was the purpose of the coming? The gifts. What is the purpose of all of those riches? Was one. To persuade her to follow him.
Why?
So she could take her to him.
Yeah.
The whole purpose was for her to go him. If she had stopped anywhere in the middle, she would have failed.
That's right.
Amen.
But when she heard about him from Eliezer, and when she saw now this great vindication of this message of Eliezer, something woke up inside of her. And you think she was ever going to be satisfied until she met Isaac? Never. She was predestined to that. She was ordained to that. There was a deep that woke up inside of her. And friend, and then she met him. But then it was progressive. She met him. But then it had to go a lot deeper than that.
Amen.
The relationship had to go a lot deeper than that. Friends, that's exactly the same thing with us.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of the first pull and the second pull was what? To vindicate.
That's right.
To vindicate him. But what did the third pull bring? The revelation of the word. The revelation of him.
Amen.
And to the bride, that's what she wants.
Amen.
First pull, second pull, it's good. But if you don't even have that, that's okay. As long as we have good.
Amen.
As long as you give me this third pull. As long as you give me this unveiling of who he is. And what he does and what's inside of his heart, I'll be satisfied.
Amen.
Though I have nothing else in this world, like Paul, as long as I can have that, anything else is a bonus. I believe that's the attitude of a real believer.
Amen.
And that kind of an attitude, God can give you a lot.
That's right.
Because he can entrust you with great things. Because your heart is set in the right place. The prophet, he spoke about it when he says about the revelation of the word. He says, we read it once before, the kernel is on the inside.
Amen.
He says it goes deeper than what is written. There's that mysterious something that starts to happen when you open up the Bible. When you get yourself in the message of the hour, and you get still and your mind comes in line with the word, and you start giving your soul into his presence. And something mysterious starts to happen. There's something
Amen.
Behind those words.
Amen.
There's something inside of there that starts to move.
Amen.
Commune. There's something there that starts to feed you, starts to quicken you, starts to discern you, starts to search you, starts to sanctify you and cleanse you, starts to shine light upon your path, starts to make spiritual things clear. It's a powerful thing.
Amen.
It's so powerful. That's why I feel so sorry for people who never read the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, if you continue in my word,
Amen.
Then you will be my disciple.
That's right.
Now we have a baptism on Sunday. Many women's getting baptized on Sunday.
Amen.
And that's our prayer for her.
That's right.
Because many, they get baptized and they stop there. But if you can have that desire like Paul to say, I appreciate that he saved me, he has washed me in his blood from my sins and my trespasses. But I want to know him. This one who saved me, who is he?
That's right.
Why did he save me? What is the purpose when millions were dying in sin and shame? He came to me. All my friends and me were heading in the same direction. And then something called me and follow thou me. And there was something so powerful happened to me. I turned around. I saw him. The rest of the people went marching on. I'm sure that's going to be the desire of the believer.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for what he's done, but who is he, the one that's done this?
That's right.
I'm so grateful for his love, but who is this one that loves me? I'm so grateful for the message of the hour, but who is the one who sent this message to me?
Amen.
That's the mystery behind it all, is who is he that I may know him? That's what Paul says, I may know him. But the prophet speaks about it when he works of, what is the works of God? He says, it's one thing to know the Bible. It's another thing to know the author of the Bible.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And something must never forget, the Bible is there to point us to the author of the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible's there so he can unveil himself, so that you can have a relationship with the author of this word.
Yes, sir.
And the message is the same. The message is there so that the one who came and inspired this message, you know, that we may have relationship with him.
Amen.
A deep relationship with him. The prophet says, not knowing the Bible yet, eternal life, but to know him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
To know him. You might not know one word in his Bible, but if you know him and the power of his resurrection, that's eternal life.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's what the Bible is. It's the signpost, like it says in, you know, as I was with Moses. He says, these gifts and all these things God sends, they're pointing to you somewhere, but don't stop with the signpost.
Amen.
You don't find the signpost that says Dublin 20, you sit there and say, hey, very good, this is great.
No.
You haven't got to Dublin yet.
Amen.
It's pointing you somewhere.
Amen.
It's pointing you to. And you'll get to the real thing.
Amen.
You'll get to the very purpose of the sign.
Right.
Which is to bring us to him. The problem is, someone said, not long ago, Brother Branham, you were just getting a little bit of your grammar fixed up. A few of these things there. Said you ought to take some nice schooling and so forth. I said, what I need is some nice prayer meetings.
Amen.
I said, I tell you, you need to learn more about the Bible. He said, no, I may not know so much about his word, but I know the author. That's the best thing. You know, one of these quotes about the Bible, the man said, and he said, if I can find it, was a real nice little quote when he speaks about prayer and the Bible. Yeah. It was F.B. Mayer said, devout meditation on the word, really getting in the spirit of the word, is more important to the health of your soul even than prayer. It is more needful for you to hear God's word than for God to hear yours. Although one will always lead to the other.
Yes.
Amen.
It's important to hear from God than God to hear from you.
Yes.
But when you hear from God, he's going to hear from you.
Amen.
It's going to be a natural reaction when you hear from God. You're going to start speaking to him.
Yeah.
And the way you're going to speak to him, you're going to start speaking according to his will. You're going to start approaching him the right way. It's going to make a difference inside of your life. So that's what the prophet was saying the same thing. He said when Booth Clibborn came to him and said to him, the prophet says, William Booth Clibborn, very clever scholar, one of the best I ever talked to. We were riding together and he said to me, some great big word, you know. If you know him, he can speak and preach in 7 different languages and meet this little dummy sitting by his side. And he began to use different Greek words and so forth. And said, brother, and I said, Brother Booth, the Lord hasn't given me the gift of interpretation. I just don't know what you're talking about. And he said, well, you little sinner, you don't even know the Bible. And I said, I don't know the book, but I know the writer.
Yeah.
And the author real well.
Yeah.
And I said, Brother Booth, to know the book is not life. To know the catechism is not life.
Yes, sir.
Or to know the Bible is not life, but to know him is life.
Yes.
And I said, and I know him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad I know him.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My friends, I know there's so much more of him that's still to be known.
Amen.
I'm so glad for what I know of the message. But friends, there's so much more of the message that he wants us to know.
Amen.
And he wants us to come before him and to seek him for that. Say, Lord, grant us that revelation of your word. This has come to a close. We'll come to a little bit of prayer before we go. In Ephesians 3, let's read Ephesians 3 as our closing scripture. Ephesians 3. Paul speaking once again, he says that speaking to the Ephesians believers. He says in verse 14, he's praying. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You may not pray for me for a lot of things, but if you could pray that for me, I'd be so happy.
Amen.
If there was someone like Paul praying that prayer for you, to say, what I'm praying for you is that the Lord will strengthen you with might.
Hallelujah.
With his spirit in your inner man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a prayer.
Thank you.
What verse 17? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the knowledge of God. That's a prayer.
Wow.
Amen.
That's a serious prayer. But I'll tell you another serious prayer is in John 17. When Jesus said, Father, of the glory that I've received,
Amen.
Give them the same glory.
Amen.
That they may be one, even as you and I are one.
Amen.
And the prophet says, of all the things that Jesus could have prayed for, imagine he's just going to be crucified that night. That's the Last Supper he's praying. There's so many things that he could have prayed for, but it's like when the Father asked him, Son, what is your request before you die? He says, Father, just one thing, that where I am, there'll be also. So you need to give them the same glory that you gave me. If you'll give them the glory, that they may be one as we are one, that they may know you. And Christ Jesus, will you have said,
Amen.
What you know in this life, that's a very high level of desire. A very high level of spiritual marksmanship to aim at in our prayer.
Hallelujah.
But that's said to be a good thing for you. That you pray for our children that they may know him.
Amen.
That you pray in our church that you may know him better.
Mm.
That he might unveil more of who he is and what his desire is in this age.
Amen.
I believe these things come by prayer.
Amen.
I don't think these things come by studying not yourself. There's a certain time you'll be so much seeking the Lord, so much studying, things don't open up. There's other times prayer that just opens up and you can be 30 minutes in his presence, he'll give you such an inspiration, you can go 3 weeks of inspiration. It's that kind of knowledge that you want. That spiritual experiential knowledge of him revealing himself to us. Like Job when he says, I'm confused, if only I could find out where he is. And then the Lord gave him something fresh. And he says, I know my Redeemer.
Amen.
He's my Redeemer. I know that he lives. And then later on he says, I've heard with the hearing of my ear. But now my eye has seen.
Amen.
Will that not be your desire for this? You say, Lord, I appreciate what I've seen so far, but Lord, there's a lot of things I've heard with my ear, but I haven't seen them yet. But if we could come to next year this time and come back and say, Saints, my, so many things before we just heard with the hearing of the ear. But this year, by his grace, he's allowed us to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Much more of what he allowed us to see before. I'm sure that you know what is that. The prophet finishes in Message Hidden Life, Chicago. He's preaching about being behind the veil. And he says, and he that overcomes shall inherit all things. He will be my son. I'll be his God. The prophet says, listen. I will give him of the hidden manna. We've looked at the hidden manna many times, but this is a good quote. He says, Amen. I will hide him away. And I will give him the hidden things, the world on the outside of the curtains, don't know nothing about.
Yes, sir.
The prophet says, though they eat manna, but they don't know about this.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Many read the Bible, many read this and that and the other, but friends, there's the secret something that's given to the overcomer. This hidden manna that's promised to the overcomer.
Amen.
That when the veil drops behind you, you come into his presence and he gives you that something of himself, that revelation of himself, and you feed upon it. Something which the world knows nothing of. He says, ministers of the gospel, don't care about your denominations, what the world thinks. But seek to enter into the hidden manna, where the full revelation of God is to make love perfect in your heart.
Amen.
And you and God and everything else is at rest.
Yeah.
Then everything else come. Come what may, you're getting away. What a place to live. Oh, just let me abide there.
Amen.
That would be my desire.
Amen.
Then in the church ages, he quotes Philadelphia Church Age, Church Age, book page 294. He quotes, he says, I could just go on and on about this truth, speaking about the riches in Christ. But I'll give you one more thought. It's about that wonderful hymn that A.B. Simpson wrote. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His word. Once the gift I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now Himself alone. All in all forever.
Amen.
Jesus will I sing. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything.
Amen.
Oh, friends, those people, they sang what they need. Then the prophet says, there isn't anything in this life, satisfying as it may be, as good as and fine as it may be, but you will find the sum total of all perfection in Christ. Everything fades into insignificance.
Amen.
Besides Him.
Amen.
Amen.
And we can come right to His throne of grace today. We can come right and bring our souls into His presence and worship Him, pour our souls out.
Hallelujah.
And allow Him to speak and commune and fellowship with us. When you get up in the morning, you can enter into that secret place. It's not a physical location, but it's a spiritual place.
Amen.
That you can commune and fellowship with Him. But friend, don't ever lose your spiritual
identity. Amen.
Be like the apostles. Let's stand, let's come to a time of consensus. Let's really pray about that for this year. That He may take us deeper and higher and unveil Himself in a great way. And for that, we need to really seek it.
Amen.
Then take us. Let's sing one song.
Oh.
Father, Lord, every opportunity given unto us, Lord, taking it, Lord, Father, even as, Lord, Father, it's the last opportunity, O God. For Lord, Father, no man knoweth, Lord, his day, nor the hour. But how, Lord, Savior, we desire to be found, wanting, Lord, to be found, even, Lord, Savior, in a condition where, Lord, Savior, we constantly, Father, in fellowship and communion with you, Lord, Savior, God. Father, that even when we're not here praying to thee, O God, Father, between, Lord, Savior, Father, the hustle and bustle of life, Father, O God, Lord, Father, in thought, Lord, Father, in spirit, Lord, Savior, we are, Lord, Savior, breathing, Lord, Savior, Father, O precious Savior, that anointed word, Lord, that we have taken in, Lord, Savior, God. Oh, Jesus, we thank thee, Father, for being so kind enough, Lord, Father, tonight, Lord, Father, to pass our way, Lord. Father, even Lord, Savior, Father, with the word, Lord. Father, the very word that you spoke, Lord. Father, almighty Savior. Father, many of the things, Lord, that we fellowship upon, Lord, Savior God. Help us, Lord, not to, Lord, allow, Father, these things to become so common, Lord, that we don't, Lord, Savior, catch, oh God, Lord, Savior, when you would, Lord, Savior, bring, Lord, a word to us, Lord, that we go to your house and you confront it again. Oh, Father, help us, Lord, that we be a God-fearing people, a people, Lord, Savior, oh, Father, whose God, Lord, Savior, work and exploit. Father, guide us, Lord, even upon this time. Thank you, Lord, Savior, for this opportunity, Lord. Hear, Lord, even tonight, speak, Lord. Father, hearing, Lord, Savior. Father, from thee, Lord, Savior, that great man shall die. Father, hearing, Lord, Savior. Father, oh God, that personal anointed word. Father, to us, Lord, even upon this night, Lord. Father, as thy word, Lord. Lord, as so clearly, Lord, Savior, stated, Lord. Father, on that relationship, Lord, that is above all, Lord, Savior. That personal relationship with you, Lord, Savior God. Oh, Father, nothing, Lord, Savior, can come near that, Lord. Lord, it supersedes, Lord. Father, all, Lord, Savior. Father, relationships, Lord, Savior. Oh, God, Lord, and even, Lord, Savior, as one confirmed tonight, let to know thee, Lord. Father, oh, God, is life, Lord. Not to know the message, Lord. Not to know thy word, but to know thee, Lord. The person of Christ, Lord. Father, but to know thee, Lord. We need the word, Lord, Savior, God. But give us grace, Lord, Savior, God. For we want, Lord, Savior, wisdom outside, Lord. But outside grace, Lord. Father, we don't want wisdom, Lord. Outside of thy grace, Father, we looking unto thee. Great thou shalt die, Lord, asking your grace, Lord. Father, oh Father, even Lord, Savior, in the quietness of our studies, Lord, even upon the new day and tonight, let us, Lord, Savior, turn away from, Lord, Savior, the cares of this life, Lord. Lord, and truly, Lord, Savior, this was ministered, Lord, Father, to that frequency of Christ, Lord. Where, Lord, Savior, we were tapping, Lord, Father, to that divine revelation, Lord, that divine mind, Lord, that you, Lord, Savior, where, Lord, Savior, pour unto us, Lord, God. Lord, that let me desire, Lord, Savior, God, that we, Lord, Savior, grow. Oh, Father, from glory unto glory. Oh, Father, that we, Lord, Savior, have understanding, Lord, and revelation, Lord, Savior. Oh, that we would say to this mountain, Lord, Father, who art thou? Oh, Savior, before the great Son of God, Lord, Savior, that we, Lord, Savior, would hear the cries of Christ, Lord. Oh, Father, oh, that counts, Lord, as it draws closer. Oh, that time, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, it's just at its end, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let me be diligent, Lord. Father, for these people, Lord, Savior, they come, Lord, Savior. Lord, like Mama, Lord, Savior. Lord, in the many more. That you would bring us in contact with, Lord, Savior. Oh, like Ryan, Lord, Savior. Like Sam, Lord, Savior. We ask you your grace, Lord, Savior. Help us, oh God. Let me, Lord, Savior. Oh, just be. Even upon thy goodness, Lord, Savior. About thy works, Lord, Savior. Father, be glorified, Lord. Amidst our lives, Lord. Let me even say, let us minister tonight. Oh, Father, that we could be one, Lord, Savior. One in thee and one in Christ, Lord, Savior. We ask you your grace, Lord, tonight. Lead us, Lord, Savior, bless. Men that have not come tonight, Lord. You know the things, Lord, that would have called them up, Lord. Father, bless them, Lord, and bring them, Lord, again, Lord. When we return on Sunday, Lord, Savior. Father, undertake for just but situations, Lord. Father, oh God, just wait, Lord, for things to work out. Lord, where health is failing, we know that, Lord, Savior, you are our help. Keep my Lord Savior. Do restore, Father, and renew, oh God, our bodies, Lord. Let me be able, Lord Savior, God. Oh Father, to that, Lord Savior. Let me have purpose, Lord Savior, therefore, even in this life, Lord Savior, God. Father, you can't just rest, Lord Savior, God. Let me, Lord Savior, be careful, Father. God, to give the day to me, Lord. Even upon the new day, Lord Savior, God. Our only, Lord Savior, free day. Let me have, Lord Savior, not to sacrifice it, Lord, but the good of your kingdom, Lord Savior, God. And give us, Lord Savior, in all that we do, Lord Savior, let me be fruitful, Lord Savior, God. Father, those things concerning your kingdom, Lord Savior, God. We pray the way, Lord Savior. Lead us and guide us, Lord Savior. Manage us, Lord Savior. Prosper, Lord Savior. Father, all, let me do, Lord Savior, God. Bring us, Lord Savior, Father, to that perfection, Lord, that knowledge of Christ, Lord Savior. That relationship, Lord Savior, where, Lord Savior, the world is all shut up, Lord Savior. And we are, Lord Savior, locked in with thee, Lord Savior, God. Father, be glorified, Lord Savior. Be, Lord Savior, that the be, oh Father, so much desire, Lord Savior, God. But that is, Lord Savior, our Lord Savior desire, as Lord Savior, the pastor, Lord has tested, Lord Savior. Father, just look closer, look, Lord. Father, hidden life with thee, Lord Savior, God. Oh Father, just Lord Savior, be the strongest, Lord. As we come, Lord, to the end of a lame time, but Lord Savior, Father, a time closer to thee, Lord Savior, God. Glory to thee, Lord Savior, that we would not, Lord Savior, desire, Lord, that our prayers be hindered, Lord. Oh Father, by Lord Savior, a blockage of sin, but Lord Savior, we would open it. Make sure, Lord Savior, Lord, and cleanse ourselves, Lord, and walk in your way. Let our lives, Lord Savior, just go, Lord, and righteous and good. Lead us, guide us, Lord, bless your word minister tonight. Bless, Lord Savior, thine servant, Lord. Bless, Lord Savior, Father, oh God. Lord, play with the labor of love, Lord. God, channel this son to your children as we would, Father, return from this place. Keep us, Lord Savior, God. Let me come again, Lord Savior. Joy amongst our hearts, Lord Savior. When we come Sunday, Lord, equip us, O God. Where we need strength, Lord, help, Lord. Father, you, Lord Savior, restore and renew, Lord Savior. Father, O God, the energy, Lord, and strength amongst us. That we be able, Lord Savior, to execute thy work, Lord. Bless the saints that are working power, the working doorway. Lord Savior, Father, all right around, Lord, Father, manage, Lord. Help us, Lord Savior, don't call. Lord Savior, call. Bless, Lord, the brethren there we pray. Guide us now, Father, we ask. Give us your grace, Lord, and draw us, Lord, closer to thee. Come with me, Lord Savior.
On Sunday. Let's pray for them. Let's pray the Lord might use them as well for the baptism. Let's remember our little sister being baptized. Let's meet her in a special way. Let's sing one song.
Expected. you're speaking to us tonight.
Amen.
Lord, it was good to be in your house, Lord. Father, even more so, it was good to hear from you.
Amen.
Father God, the blessing of your word to our souls, Lord. We can't even find the words to express it. But we're so thankful, Lord, for your wonderful word. Lord, which blesses us in our soul. We thank you for your word, which is a strong and mighty tower. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, which is a guide to us. We thank you for your word, Lord God, Father, which, Father, it heals us, Lord. It provides all of our needs, Lord. Naturally, Lord, but more so spiritually, oh God. Father, your word, Lord God, stirs up something inside of us, Lord. That, Lord, is a promise to us that there's something there, Lord. There's a place we are looking forward to. Lord, where we dwell within eternity.
Thank you.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight. Lord, though we were few in number, but Lord, it's you who makes the difference, oh God.
Amen.
Father, and surely you are with us here tonight, Lord. Father, you spoke to us. To me, you spoke to me, and I know, Father God, of a surety, that you spoke to each and every of your children that's present tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and we're so thankful, Lord, that your word breaks every fetter.
Amen.
Lord, those that were discouraged, oh God, they go out victorious.
Amen.
Father, those needing healing, Lord, they receive their healing today.
Amen.
Father, those needing understanding or lacking thereof, Lord, they receive it this night.
Amen.
We appreciate and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your servant, Father.
Amen.
For, Lord, you have chosen it, oh God.
Amen.
Father, to use man, Lord, to preach the gospel, Lord.
Amen.
Father, what a partnership you have chosen to have with us, Lord.
Amen.
And we thank you tonight, Lord, that you granted our brother grace and mercy. Lord, that he was able to put himself aside, Lord, and you used him, oh God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we lift up our voices, but, Lord, more so our hearts to you. Lord, even, Father, to bring forth these requests unto thee, Lord. Father, we pray at this time, Lord God, thinking of Brother Joel in the hospital, Lord. Father God, Lord, yet, Lord, your word has healing in it. Father, the promise, Lord God, which is unchangeable, Lord. Father, you said you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, and even the message, Lord, of our day. Father, you commissioned, Lord God, the prophet with healing. Father, and wherever this message is preached, Lord, healing follows, Lord.
Amen.
So we send out a word of healing to our brother.
Amen.
Lord, touch him, Lord God.
Amen.
Father, restore him, oh Lord.
Amen.
God. Father, Lord God, in a way, Lord, that he know that it's you, Lord.
Amen.
So that he can draw closer to you, oh Father.
Amen.
So that, Lord God, he can love you even more, Lord.
Amen.
Father, so that he can know you provide all his needs.
Amen.
Father God, we pray for Brother Maxwell Jr., Lord, who's not well. Father, restore him as well, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you know, Lord God, his heart toward
Amen.
You, his love, Lord God, for your kingdom. Lord, how he never desires to be away from your house, Lord, from the fellowship of the saints. And, oh, Lord God, his flesh, Lord, Satan has afflicted him this night. But we pray, Lord God, for grace upon his soul, Lord. Upon his body, touch him, Lord God. Father, we pray for his dad, Lord, with the situation of the car.
Amen.
Lord, Father God, you promised to provide all of our needs in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, he has a need this day. We pray that you'd meet his need, Lord.
Amen.
We pray that you'd undertake, Lord.
Amen.
We pray, Father God, for our brother Virgus, Lord, who's in work upon this night.
Amen.
Please keep him safe, Lord God. Father, give him strength where he needs strength, Lord. Father, he's been pushed so hard during this time of the year. We pray a special grace upon him, Lord. Undertake and renew his strength and Lord God, Father, though he's not here, but we trust he's with us online.
Amen.
But Lord, may your spirit touch him, Lord, in the same way you blessed us tonight.
Amen.
Lord, we think of, Lord, those who have traveled, Lord, Sister Dubey and her family,
Amen.
Brother Vladimir and his family, Lord.
Amen.
We only ask for your grace upon them, Lord.
Amen.
We ask for your protection upon them.
Amen.
We pray that there'll be a blessing to the saints there where they are. Lord, we pray that you protect them from all harm and all evil, Lord. Father, that they'll come back with testimony and jubilation, Lord. Father, be with them, Father. Lord, there's many that we may have forgotten, Brother Nat, we think of him, Lord. Father, in Nigeria, please undertake for him, Lord. Father, watch over him and keep him, Lord. May be a blessing there where he is, Lord. Father, we look to you for all our needs. We don't forget, Lord. Father, the building project which we have, Lord God, before us. We are thankful for that which is done thus far. But Lord, we so much desiring, Lord, and renewed zeal. Father, Lord God, that we're not tired. Father God, for we see that though we appreciate this place, but Lord, many a time, Lord, it's too small, it's uncomfortable, Lord. Father, so Lord God, we pray you provide accordingly.
Amen.
And we are trusting, Lord, that you will do it, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, we look into you because there's no other.
Amen.
Lord, even Father God, before we go, how could we forget, Lord, Brother Sammy, Lord, at a time of need like this, Lord?
Amen.
We have seen you, Lord God, holding him, Lord. We have seen
Amen.
You fighting, Lord. And we pray that you'd restore him fully,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
Father, in such a way that if there's any, Lord, in his midst, Lord, his family, in the fellowship there, that,
Amen.
Lord, haven't seen you as a healer. Lord, won't you manifest yourself, Lord, at this time.
Amen.
Father, we have seen you, Lord.
Amen.
And we hold fast, Lord, God,
Amen.
To you. Father God, that which you have promised, Lord.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Raising from the bed of illness is our prayer. Father, we ask it in the name which is above all names,
Amen.
Even that name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we pray even at this time for Brother Tom. Lord, would come and minister to us on Sunday, Lord God.
Amen.
Grant him grace, grant him mercies, Lord.
Amen.
He has been a blessing in the past. We're trusting, Lord, that he'll even be more of a blessing on this occasion, Lord.
Amen.
Undertake for him, give him, Lord God, that which he needs to minister to your people, Lord. Father God, Lord, we pray, we thank you for all things, Lord God. Father, asking you now that as we depart from your house,
Amen.
But Lord, may your spirit be with us.
Amen.
Be with us in our fellowship, the
Amen.
Things we say, Lord, to one another.
Amen.
Oh, Father, may we be mindful, Lord God, of this word.
Amen.
May we meditate upon the word, Lord God, till the word and us become one, Lord God.
Amen.
Father, please be with us in our homes, protect our
Amen.
Children.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, we think it, Lord God, of young Mimi, Lord, who's Father entering the waters of baptism.
Amen.
What a wonderful thing, Lord. We know the angels will be rejoicing in heaven. And more so we as well here, Lord. Father, Lord God, that you pressed it inside of our heart, Lord. Father, to turn to you. Father, your hands are the safest hands. Are we praying, Lord, a special blessing upon our young sister. Lord, let it not end, Lord God, in just the waters, Lord. Father, even as your word was preached, Lord God, that, Father, Lord, there's many ways to know you and deeper ways, Father. Lord, so let her not stop, Lord, just at salvation, Lord. But may she go all the way, Father, to know you in your fullness. Lord God, we pray a special blessing upon her. Lord, even her father, Lord God, who has, Lord God, been such a role model toward her. Lord, Father, we pray that you continue to bless him and help him, Lord, inside of his life.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we look to you for all things. Undertake for us. Be with us, Lord. Thankful for tonight. Thankful for the song worship, Lord. Everything which was said and done, thankful for the children you've given us, Lord.
Amen.
We give them back to you. Be with us now as we travel home. Lord, please give us traveling mercies, Lord. Keep us safe, Father, until
Amen.
We will gather once again in your house. Lord, we commit everything to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Since this is Mr. that song, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He knows each tear that falls.
Thank you.